welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast from Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, back with you today with another 5-minute focus designed to help you reset and create a mindset that serves you as you head into this week. This week's topic is a reminder that you can always get back to you. Have you ever achieved a goal, but then suddenly fell back? Have you ever wished you were where you were 5 years ago? Have you ever felt like you were living without a purpose? If you're like me, the answer is yes, yes, and double yes. Fact one for today: we are all wired for achievement, yet sustaining achievement in any area of our life is never second nature at first. I was teaching a class earlier this week, and I was reminded of this fact by one of our guests. She explained to me that she's been successful at eating healthy, working out, and losing weight, but has never been able to make it a habit. Once she reaches the destination, creates the achievement, she seems to always fall back. Fact two for today: when grass turns brown in the present, you always look for the green pastures of your past. In this same class, another guest mentioned to me that her fitness used to be at such a high level. She ate healthy and had routines that were consistent for over 15 years, but now everything was different. She had lost the motivation to get back to those routines. She just wanted her life back. She wanted the desire to move again. She wanted to feel the way she used to feel. Fact three for today: everyone's purpose at times gets fuzzy. If you haven't been where you want to be in quite a while, it's easy to forget or feel like you don't have a purpose. It's easy to lose faith. It can feel like you're going through the motions and as if a cloud of fog has taken over your sight. You deserve to always have a purpose. You should live with purpose. But at times, it's okay if it gets blurry. So how do I achieve where I once was? How do I forget about 5 years ago? How do I find my purpose again? Getting back to you starts with looking at past achievements and removing the guilt, removing the shame. You might be thinking, how did I let myself get like this? If I had only taken care of myself better, I wouldn't be in this situation. Only ifs don't work. Only ifs don't help anyone. Learn from your past achievements and remember to never beat yourself up. Never self-shame. Now, clearing the fog of a fuzzy purpose is much more difficult. There's no easy answer that will allow the fog to dissipate. But what you can't do is sit there lost in it. What you can do is focus on the truth. We all have an expiration date. We all have an expiration date. Spending any day not making an impact and not knowing your purpose is a waste. It's not okay. Fight to get back to you by remembering today that it could be your last. Stop living in the past. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you're looking for more free resources, don't forget to check out skyterraathome.com. If you're in need of that reset, if you need to get out of your environment at home, you need to get back to you, come join us at the retreat. Here you can experience fitness classes, educational talks, and amazing cuisine to really give your body the nutrients that it has been missing. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Really, send us your questions and comments. We await them all the time. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. And if you know someone in your life who might benefit from our podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them. We truly, truly, truly want to make a difference in their lives. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.